Some stuff in the news makes you say,
who cares?
That's a really great story, but hey,
who cares?
Some news is good, but a lot of it stinks. Here's what the guy from Die Hard thinks.
Who cares?
Cares or who cares? The Sandbox.
We assemble our panel of experts and Lance Gould from the Boston Phoenix. Ask him about a news story from the week and find out whether or not we should care. Lance Gould is on the phone, editor of the Boston Phoenix. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning to you all.
Sarah Faith Altman writes for the Boston Phoenix and for Stuff at Night, covers booze there. Hello, SFA.
Hello, gentlemen friends.
And Professor Santoro, 25 years newsman here at FNX.
Do fat vampires really drink blood light?
There you go. There's your awful joke for the day.
Oh, Henry, that's the funniest thing I heard since they told me that the Brooklyn Dodgers would be moving to Los Angeles.
Groaner. So I would say the big story this week has to do with Madonna and A-Rod. Panel, do you care or not care about Madonna and Guy Ritchie's divorce? And that is supposedly because of her relationship with A-Rod. Lance Gould, you're up first.
Lance Gould!
I was at the gym the other day watching music videos while pumping the iron that has helped me form one of the best bodies in Boston. And mixed in among what seemed like about 17 Nickelback and Creed songs that were getting the gym rats way too excited, there was an odd video of an old, decrepit woman with a disco hat gyrating in a heartbreakingly sad way, like the grandmother who tries to raise the roof at a bar mitzvah and then throws her back out while doing the limbo. But then I looked closer, and I was sort of stunned to see that it was none other than Madonna Ciccone. I say sort of stunned because, well, I just didn't care. I wasn't all that interested in Madonna when she was actually interesting, which dates back to when Sarah Palin was dropping out of high school with her third pregnancy. In this decade, about the only interesting thing Madonna has done is stolen a child from the country of Malawi, which is much less interesting than masturbating with a crucifix, which is what the old Madonna would have done to grab headlines. No better example exists of her losing her once skillful tabloid touch than the choice she made in spouses British filmmaker Guy Ritchie, who hasn't made a noteworthy movie since Y2K was a concern. Now they're getting divorced, she's calling him lazy and stupid, and he's calling her old and fat. Hey, they're both right, and who cares?
We get 60 seconds.
Sarah Faith!
That's an unnecessary buzzer.
You guys, Madonna is a beautiful butterfly. She needs to spread her wings and fly! I think this issue is important for two reasons. The first is fairly obvious. Madonna has founded her epic career upon reinventing herself. She's been a cutesy punk rocker, an 80s reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe, a dominatrix, a femme fatale, a cowgirl. She's been Catholic, a Hindu, a Kabbalah Jew, a sexpot, a wife, a mother. And with each identity comes a new sound, a new twist on pop music that all of the little Pop-Tarts like Britney can't quite keep up with. So this time she's getting a divorce. Must mean yet another new album is in the works, and I'm not at all surprised that this divorce news coincides with her Sticky and Sweet tour. But the real reason why we should perk up over all this is Madonna's purported relationship with A-Rod. Pop stars are considered bad luck for athletes, as evidenced by Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo and his voluptuous jinx of a girlfriend, Jessica Simpson. Last season, Cowboys fans and players reportedly hated when Simpson would come to watch games because Romo's playing suffered and the team would get crushed. If Madonna's enduring presence in A-Rod's life has that same effect on the Yankees next season, I personally will adopt all the orphans in Malawi and teach them all how to chant Mystic Kabbalah prayers in Hebrew. Cares.
One more.
Henry Santoro!
The only people who should care about this divorce, or any celebrity divorce for that matter, should be the two parties involved. I mean, Madonna and Guy Ritchie, come on. I'm the only one in this panel who's met both of them, but please, just shut up. Shut up and sing. Shut up and make movies. Nobody cares about your personal lives, and no one in this town certainly cares about A-Rod. I believe that celebrity divorces get publicity because that's what the celebrities want. It's a ton of free press, and they know the power that the press brings. All divorcing celebrities should take a page from the Howard and Alison Stern divorce. They had the whole thing kept under wraps. Their kids weren't dragged through the tabloids, and the only info we heard about was what Howard wanted to talk about on his radio show. This should be a lesson to everyone. Keep your personal BS out of the limelight. Keep the private stuff private, unless, of course, there's a sex video involved. And if there is, then all bets are off. Who cares?
All right, well, there's the opinions of the panel, Sandbox.
Do I get disqualified because I went over my time?
No, you're not DQ'd. We will still regard
Sorry,
your opinion.
We're just going to have a gavel next week.
Now, Santoro, drop more names during one show, will you? I mean, for Christ, I've met both.
It's funny you should mention that, Charlie, because I was actually with Lance and Henry on this one as a big fat who cares because of the typical marriage that it's an example of these days. He said, she said, all this BS, money involved. Kids, but then Henry had to drop two names on my feet, and I don't like having bruised toes, so I'm going to go with SFA Cares because she compared it to Jessica Simpson, which led to me Google image searching Jessica Simpson, which to me being very happy right now.
That was my strategy.
I thought the same thing, as special ed. Like, I was all on board with Lance. Madonna stealing babies from foreign countries. Yeah, I don't care about that. Guy Ritchie is over. Hasn't made a decent movie since the Y2K scare. Another excellent point. Then I wrote down for Henry Santoro. I know that he just dropped names, which was great. So I'm going to say cares as well. I'm with Sarah Faith Alterman this week.
I think we're going to make it unanimous here. The Sandbox cares.
The Sandbox decree.
To make the Yankees worse than they already are
That's
is fine with me. A distraction to A-Rod is a win for us.
And look at her. I mean, you got to Google image search.
She's
Jessica
a hot
Simpson.
Little jinx.
Are you doing the? Are you looking at the Dukes of Hazzard Jessica Simpson over there?
I found Jessica Simpson. Well,
oh,
I found the nip slip right now. So,
oh, there you go.
Even I'm a sucker for the nip slip. Come on.
Sucker for the nip slip. Sarah Faith Alterman writes for the Boston Phoenix and awesome stuff at night. You got an article in either one this week?
I have two articles in our education supplement this week.
Woo!
One of them is about Wiccas on college campuses just in time for Halloween.
No,
they were very scary people.
You know what's great about image searching Jessica Simpson? Related searches. Jessica Simpson hair. Who cares about her hair?
She has wonderful golden locks.
Which hair?
Lance, okay, write it in. Lance Gould is the editor of said Boston Phoenix. What's going on in Phoenix this week?
This week we have a cover story on Jack Kerouac and William S. Burroughs' nip slips. I'm sorry, about their, about the novel that they wrote. They co-authored a novel back in the way back days. It's called And the Hippos Were Boiled in Their Tanks. They alternated writing chapters. It's now being released for the first time. It's a noir novel. It's got crazy murders, got everything. And we have the inside story of the publishing of that book.
There you have it from Lance Gould, editor of the Boston Phoenix. Thank you very much, Lance.
Thank you all.
And Professor Santoro will be back in just a few. He's got news for us in the Sandbox here on 101.7 WFNX.